Welcome back to New York Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Packer rivalry. After winning the NFL championship in 1956, the Giants would have to wait 30 years before they earned a shot at another title. And in their amazing run to the Super Bowl in 1986, they faced the 4-11 Packers in the final game of the regular season, needing a victory to ensure home field advantage throughout the playoffs. In the first half, the Giants jumped out to a quick 24-0 lead, but the Packers climbed right back into contention, scoring 17 unanswered points in the second quarter. With the score 24-17 at halftime, a furious Bill Parcells decided to vent some of his anger in hopes of motivating his troops.
We go in the halftime 24-21 ahead, and luckily halftime came, because if not, we'd have been losing 28-24. So I had that little, probably my worst temper tantrum, when I was throwing some garbage on the players and stuff in the defensive room particularly, because we hadn't given up over 20 points the whole season in a whole game. And we gave up 21 in one quarter to Green Bay, a 4-11 team. I went down to the offense and I said, if we score 45, we might be able to tie. So I said, we're going to need three more touchdowns, because these guys over here aren't going to stop anybody today.
Parcells' unorthodox tactics seemed to work. In the second half, Big Blue punished the Packers in dominating fashion, outscoring Green Bay 31-7 en route to a 55-24 triumph in Giants Stadium. The hard-fought win gave New York home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the Giants swept through the postseason, going on to beat the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl XXI. Watch Giants Chronicles Sunday mornings at 9:30.